The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Morning, Terence.
Morning, Darren.
Tell me how we're losing the plot on renewables.
I tell you what, you know, South Africa's had terrible energy issues. As you know, we haven't had enough electricity, and we're about to sign an agreement for a nuclear power deal. And yes, perhaps we do need nuclear in the mix. So if you think of energy as a mix, right, you've got coal, gas, nuclear, and then renewables, which is wind, solar, and hydro. And here in Echtequini, we have energy from waste, which is the Marin Hill dump that converts waste into methane gas. And there's a new plant that produces energy from refuse that's just been opened in Cape Town as well. So these are all renewable. So the idea is that you want an energy mix that is going to be sustainable. Not only from a cost point of view, but also from a planet point of view. We want to make sure that we don't just dig coal out the ground and burn it, because we're faced with global warming and all those issues surrounding that. Now, the country has set down an energy plan that says this is the ideal mix that we need. And part of that process was to give companies contracts to build renewable energy in the form of solar and wind. And so we've had about three or four of these processes that have gone through and contracts have been awarded. Now, the latest round of contracts is being stalled because Eskom refuses to sign the agreement to say that once the electricity has been generated, they will purchase it and put it into the grid. They're saying that the rates quoted, around 90 cents, I think, per kilowatt hour, were based on projected growth of around 5%. At the moment, we're only sitting at 2%. So they're saying it's unaffordable for the country to purchase renewable energy at those rates. Yeah. Eskom says they will only sign the agreement if the renewable power producers drop the price to about 60 cents per kilowatt hour. But the companies in turn are saying that it's not financially feasible to do that. So Eskom says that their power demands are much lower and they've improved the maintenance of their plants. They've brought on Medupi and Kusile and all those places. So they don't need as much and question what they're going to do with this excess energy. This means they would have to, in order to make it viable for the renewable power producers, purchase from them first. They actually need to reduce their own production in order to make it viable. So they say this is just too expensive. Now, it's obviously quite a complex issue. And there are conflicting reports. The Renewable Energy Association of South Africa is saying that they've done the analysis and that Eskom are presenting fake information in order to justify their decision. And this makes one start to wonder about the political influence behind the scenes of Eskom's refusing to sign this agreement and then going ahead with a 1 trillion rand nuclear power deal when we don't actually need that.
No, we don't. And we would only see the benefits of a nuclear power deal in about 8 to 10 years' time, and we're not even talking about the risks involved.
100%.
I mean, have a look at what's happening in Fukushima right now. That is the scariest thing ever. We saw what happened in Chernobyl, and we're still suffering the effects of that. Just the risk factor alone. When you have viable alternative energy just lying around, it makes you scratch your head and go, what the hell?
100%. And if you look at the international context, you know, Ireland, for example, are pushing for an agreement that says they will not use any state money. That means no public money will be used to purchase non-renewable energy. They believe public funds should be used to generate renewable energy. If the state is going to spend money on producing electricity, it should be in the form of renewables.
Absolutely.
That's what Ireland is saying. Now, this is very interesting for me because Cape Town has just opened a new plant which is converting waste from landfill to electricity. But Eskom won't buy that electricity. So what Cape Town is now doing is they're taking them to court, saying that the city of Cape Town would like to purchase directly from independent power producers and not from Eskom. At the end of the day, Eskom is a parastatal, and we need to ask, in whose interests are they operating? Should they be operating in the interests of its bottom line as a profit-making organization, or should they be saying, sometimes we make decisions based on the good of the country and future generations? As a country, we bailed them out so many times. Is it really necessary to be making decisions on a purely economic basis? So you were talking earlier about, you know, the effects of nuclear energy. At the For me, we should all care about this.
Yeah.
Because also somewhere in this country, there are people living under the shadow of a coal-fired power station getting lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, once you've taken all the coal out the ground, there'll be nothing left. And once you've dumped your nuclear waste into the ocean somewhere, then what then? You know, when children are born with like three arms and other deformities, it'll be too late to say, we should have gone with renewables.
It is the craziest scenario that not enough people are getting angry about this and speaking out. So we'll be looking at forums and groups of people who want to make their voices heard.
100%. I think that the public should get behind it.
Yeah.
You know, for one, we don't want to pay more for electricity, but we don't want pollution in our country.
No.
You know, the fact is, for ordinary people, there might be bigger issues. Yes, just trying to get clean water or an education for their children, for one. They don't really care where electricity comes from. It should just come and it should be cheap. But there are macro issues that we need to look at, which people just don't understand.
It's a massive issue. There's so many angles to take on this one. Yes. And it does seem to be distressing that Eskom seems to have one solution, and that is nuclear, and we need to hold their feet to the nuclear fire on that one.
100%. And I think what people, we as the public, need to do, we need to go out there and explore what these renewable resources are and start championing for that.
Thank you, Terence. Again, this is not going to go away. It's a story we can revisit over and over again the more information we get. This is going to be blogged. It's on our website, ecr.co.za. And if you want to contact Terence directly, you can do so on his Twitter, at TerencePalais1, 1R in Terence. Thank you, Terence.
Thanks, Darren. Darren, Kerry, and Sky. East Coast Breakfast.